The evening began with a Carolina connection as Durham resident Branford Marsalis played the national anthem. Then a typical slate of speakers followed: members of Congress, mayors, a state's attorney general, and a public schools chief. About 2 hours in, after a video touting President Obama's education policies was shown, one of the state's most well-known political figures took the stage.
Please welcome Governor Jim Hunt from North Carolina.
Because it's the host state and because it's a battleground, the North Carolina delegation has some pretty good seats. They're right here down in front, just steps from the stage. The delegates in the state itself have been getting shout-outs here the last 2 days from a slew of North Carolina-related speakers, and Governor Hunt was certainly no exception.
Maybe you've heard about our Research Triangle Park. Maybe your children attended one of our great universities. We're proud of all that because we made that possible in North Carolina.
That yell you hear is Delegate Rachel Woodward from Greensboro. She's standing throughout Governor Hunt's remarks and for much of the 5 hours of speakers. The long walks to get here each day, the heat and rain, clearly haven't taken their toll on her. She says she's hearing great things about Charlotte from other out-of-state delegates.
I think they're really enjoying it. They love the architecture. That's what I keep hearing over and over, is that they love how beautiful downtown Charlotte is. And I don't think that people knew that before the convention. I don't think we were on really a national stage. And after, I think we will be.
At least one person likes to hear that and would agree it's been a very successful, if exhausting, week. Speaking earlier in the day, Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox looks a little fatigued but resolute.
Very proud. The city's holding up well. People are saying great things about our city, not only here, but the media is I think, pleasantly surprised by what this city can do.
Well, not all media.
Al Madrigal on the scene and John Oliver downtown, which for some reason here is called Uptown, which I think we can all agree is stupid. All right.
The Daily Show's fake correspondents have been roaming the uptown streets and inside the convention hall, and they've been enjoying the local delicacies.
I mean, do you know that any food you buy in North Carolina is served on a biscuit? I ordered a biscuit. It came inside another biscuit.
Back in the arena, the energy inside the building slowly built, thanks in part to a stirring performance by Jessica Sanchez and a gospel choir. But the real star of the night was former President Bill Clinton. And when he finally got to the podium and found his rhythm, he owned the room.
If you want a winner-take-all, you're on your own society, you should support the Republican ticket. But if you want a country of shared opportunities and shared responsibility, a we're-all-in-this-together society, you should vote for Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Rachel Woodward leads the cheers. She's standing just 6 rows from the stage, and she's beyond excited to be so close to a former president.
You know, I'm a young Democrat, but when I was going through middle school and high school, he was one of my idols. And I remember my parents just adored him, and I grew up in a home where Bill Clinton was just the man, you know?
The man of the moment, President Barack Obama, joined Bill Clinton at the end of the speech. That only pushed the energy higher on this night. But today is a different day, the last of the Democratic convention in Charlotte. And if it's anything like the first two, the folks here can stand up proud, maybe even hold their biscuits up high, and breathe a sigh of relief. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC in Charlotte.